Shalom to the saints of God. You are welcome to daily devotion. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we want to give thanks unto you. We appreciate you, God, for this day that thou hast made. We give thanks unto you for yet another opportunity to share out of your word. Jehovah, Lord, I pray that you will bless us this day, even through your word, in the name of Jesus. Take absolute control, O God, as we put our trust in you, in the name of Jesus. Illuminate us, O God. Open our eyes of spiritual understanding, that we might understand deep things about our salvation. Glory be to your holy name. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Today is the third day of our sharing this week on the believer's position in Christ. I thank God for the encouraging feedback and the comments from brethren since we started our fellowship on Monday. For those who are hungry and thirsty for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I want to tell you it is your season to receive. And may you be filled with the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus Christ. The Holy Spirit is a gift that your Heavenly Father promised those who believe and get baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. This is the testimony of our Lord Jesus Christ concerning that. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? Therefore, he that introduced the hunger and thirst for the baptism of the Holy Spirit in you shall satisfy and fill you as you desperately wait for him. May God bless you and visit you in this season of outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Alright. Let us continue our sharing on the believer's position in Christ. As we know, it is the baptism of the Holy Spirit that positionally placed us in Christ. Yesterday, the Lord revealed to us that we are seated together with Christ at the right hand of power in the heavenly places. We actually studied the seated position of believers in Christ yesterday. By the grace of God, for today's sharing, we are looking at the walking position of believers, on earth, while still sitting together with Christ in his exalted position. As we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. As we are seated in Christ in the heavenly realm, let us walk in Christ on earth as ambassadors of Christ. Shall we read Galatians chapter 5, verse 25. Let me start from verse 24. Galatians 5, 24 and 25. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Amen. My brothers and sisters, this is the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us press towards the mark for the prize. For we are called to run the race and to win. We are ambassadors for Christ, representing the heavenly kingdom on earth. The believer's working position on earth speaks of our conducts as Christians. We must walk worthy of our exalted position in Christ in the heavenly places. Apostle Paul was admonishing the Ephesians in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1, and telling them to walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 12, he also admonished that they should walk worthy of God, who has called you unto his kingdom and glory. In Colossians 1:10, they walk worthy of the Lord, unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. So, as we are sitting together with Christ in the heavenly places, we are to actually walk worthy of that sitting position. So our walking position is on earth while we are still in this flesh. We are to walk worthy of our heavenly calling. Let us examine some scriptures. Let's look at the book of Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6, starting from verse 4. All right, okay. Let me even start from verse 1 for better understanding. So, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Hallelujah. Now that we have been raised up from the dead, we have been raised up to sit together with Christ in his exalted position in the heavenly places. We are also supposed to walk in newness of life, in newness of life as we conduct ourselves in this world. Verse 5 says, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. Amen. Glory be to God for what God has done for us, that sin should no longer have dominion over us. Flesh should not be in control of our lives. Why? By virtue of our identity with Jesus Christ, we are seated together with him in the heavenly places. Therefore, we have the capacity and the ability to be able to walk worthy of this calling in Christ Jesus. We are not just being forgiven of our sins, we are also given power to overcome sin. That is part of the benefits of our exalted position in Christ Jesus. Amen. Shall we also read the book of Galatians, chapter 5? I'll read verse 16. It reads, "This I say then, walk in the Spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh." Walk in the Spirit. Just like we have said, our position in Christ Jesus has afforded us that opportunity, that grace, to walk in the Spirit. And as we are walking in the Spirit, that is the only way to be able to overcome the flesh. That's how we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We have the understanding that though we are sitting together with Christ, even in heavenly places, on earth here, our body is yet to be redeemed. And therefore, we are still in this place. We have not been, the body has not been redeemed. Therefore, we need to constantly overcome the lust of the flesh. And how do we do that? By walking in the Spirit, by entering into this deep relationship with God and with Christ, and bringing forth the life that is worthy of our high calling. And may the Lord God help us to fulfill this on earth here in the name of Jesus Christ. In verse 24, we are made to understand that they that are Christ's, they that are sitting together with Christ in the heavenly places, have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Verse 25 made us to know that as long as we are walking in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. See, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. I will also want us to read from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5. Ephesians chapter 5, from verse 1. "Be ye therefore followers of God as their children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and has given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling savour." Children of God, as children of God, we are to walk in love. When we are walking in Christ on earth here, the evidence that we are in Christ Jesus is when we walk in love. May God help us in the name of Jesus. When you read further in that same chapter, coming to verse 8, it reads, it says, "For ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light." And they mention, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." Hallelujah. Dear brothers and sisters, we were sometimes in darkness, but we are brought to the light. We are being admonished to walk as children of light. Walk in Christ. Walk in the Spirit. walk in love. Walk as children of light. Because as children of light, our light must shine before all men. We have been made epistles of Christ, read by all men. Let me also read another scripture, the book of Colossians, Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Said, if you have received Christ Jesus, if you are joined here with Jesus Christ, and you are in Christ Jesus, so walk ye in him. May the Lord help us. As I said before, it is not just about our heavenly position in Christ Jesus, our sitting position, but our walking position is equally important. The way we are walking on earth here, even with Christ, is very important. And may God help us in the name of Jesus Christ. I also want to read from the second epistle of John, from verse 1. The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, for the truth's sake, which dwelleth in us, and shall be with us forever. Grace be with you, mercy and peace from God the Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of the Father, in truth and love. I rejoice greatly that I found of thy children walking in truth, as we have received a commandment from the Father. Hallelujah. Brethren, let us walk in truth. Thy word is truth. Let us walk in truth. Let it be said concerning us that we are walking in truth. Let nothing be added to the truth. Amen. Having said all this, I beseech you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let us not walk as men. Mere men. Let us not just walk as men. We have an heavenly representation. We are ambassadors for Christ on earth here. Let us look at what Paul was telling the Corinthians in the first book of Corinthians, chapter 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, from verse 1. And high brethren, could not speak unto you as unto spiritual, but as unto carnal, even as unto babes in Christ. I have fed you with milk and not with meat, for hitherto ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. Take note of verse 3. For ye are yet carnal, babies in Christ. For whereas there is among you envy and strife and divisions, are ye not carnal and walk as men? Amen. Please, in the name of the Lord, we are to walk in the Spirit. We are to walk in Christ. We are to walk as children of light.
and not walking as men. Not walking as the people that are not even in Christ. Paul was admonishing the Corinthians brethren that he cannot even address them as spiritual people, mature Christians, but babes in Christ. Because some things were still noticeable amidst these believers. Envy, divisions, strife, and things like that. And when we look at the movement, the anti-message movement, this is what we notice so well. Divisions, strifes, envy, and things like that. I can't really understand what kind of manifestations are these. It's an indication that possibly someone is not in Christ, or many are still babes in Christ. And some of these things are common even among the so-called ministers in the message. I pray God will help the church, and God will uphold His own. God will strengthen His own people, and we will represent Him well in the name of Jesus Christ. We will walk worthy of our vocation. Brethren, we need to be aware of false prophets that shall come among the people, according to 2 Peter chapter 2. Let me read verse 1 and 2. But there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction, and many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. We are seeing all this today, even amidst the so-called believers of the message. Jews say they are murmurers, complainers, walking after their own lusts, and their mouths speaketh great swelling words, having men's persons in admiration because of advantage. I believe God will always raise His standard, even for the sake of the elect, against such false people among us. Having said all this, we are encouraging one another in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that as we are privileged to be exalted to that heavenly position, sitting together with Jesus Christ in the heavenly places, that is our spiritual position, even in Christ Jesus, we are to also manifest this power and authority that has been given to us in Christ Jesus, and conduct ourselves on earth here, walking worthy of our heavenly callings. And I pray for all of us in the name of Jesus Christ, that as we start our day, may we go and conduct ourselves worthy of our heavenly callings. God bless you. Shalom.